Find in Parshat Tzav the laws of the Korban Shlamim, the peace offering. The Chumash tells us this is the law of the feast offering that one will offer to Hashem. If he shall offer it for a thanksgiving offering, he shall offer with the feast thanksgiving offering unleavened loaves mixed with oil, and then with loaves of leavened bread shall he bring his offering, and the flesh of the feast thanksgiving peace offering must be eaten on the day of its offering. He shall not leave any of it until the morning. Those were synopsises of the psukim. We know that this peace offering, this korban shlamim, specifically the korban toda, which is one type of korban shlamim, is when someone survives, source number two, a life-threatening crisis. He brings the korban toda to express his thankfulness for Hashem. Based on Kapitel Kuf Zayin 107 in Tehillim, we learn that these are four different groups of people. They are, one, someone who survived a desert or other potentially hazardous journey, two, dangerous imprisonment, three, serious illness, or four, a sea voyage. The Thanksgiving offering is a form of peace offering with two differences. The Toda is eaten for a day and a night, while a Shlamim is eaten for 2 days and the night in between. And a toda must be accompanied by 40 loaves, as described below. You have chametz, which is very unusual. To have leavened bread, you have it with the korban toda. And the question which the Mefarshim ask, and this question is found a little bit later on, we'll see this question in source number 19, we'll see it soon, is the source 17. The Nitziv notes that this seems peculiar. A person who brings an ordinary shlamim has less meat to consume, yet the Torah gives him 2 days to eat it. Why would someone who brings a toda have to eat the entire animal plus all those loaves in less than a day? So one of the major differences between a korban toda and a regular korban shlamim is that a korban toda has to be eaten with 1 day with 1 night in between. Like, you have to finish it, otherwise it's no tar, you can't use it. A regular shlamim, you have 2 days, and the nights in between, you have plenty of time. What's the rush to eat the korban toda so quickly? That's going to be our primary question for today. Secondary question is, what is unique about the korban toda that you have, and this is among all the different korbanos, that you have bread? Usually, we do not have chametz, right? The Shtei Alechem on Shavuos is the exception. We usually do not have chametz brought on the Mizbeach. We only have matzah, rikikei matzot. What is unique about the korban toda that we have chametz as well? Another question, which we will only answer at the end, and at the same time touch on it throughout, is a question that the Eish Tamid asks in source number 3. The way the Chumash presents the korban toda, it says, "V'zo tarat zevach ha-shlamim." This is the laws of giving the shlamim, and then it goes into the korban toda. It should say, "This is the law of the korban toda," and talk about the korban toda, or "This is the law of the zevach ha-shlamim," and talk about a regular shlamim. It's like there's an incongruity here. First talking about the shlamim, and then I talk about the korban toda. Why do we have, as an opening sentence, "This is the law of the shlamim," and I'm going to think, I want to have shlamim here. Instead, I talk about the korban toda, which, albeit is one of the korban shlamim, but has completely different laws, as we saw two of them, than a regular shlamim. Just say, these are the laws of the korban toda. Why preface it with "these are the laws of the shlamim," and then specifically the korban toda? In order to answer this question, these questions, and again, our focus is, why do we eat it so quickly when this regular shlamim, you have 2 days to eat it, a regular peace offering? Before we begin answering this question, let's try to understand a little bit, and obviously there's a lot to say, about what the idea of giving thanks is all about. So we'll begin with Rabbi Lef in Outlooks and Insight. Source 5. The Gemara relates that from the day Hashem created the world, no one thanked him until Leah thanked him for the birth of her fourth son, Yehuda. Well, hold on. I'm sure many people thanked Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? They brought korban. Like, what is so unique about Leah? So the answer is The Thanksgiving is a recognition of receiving something undeserved and feeling indebted to repay the giver with gratitude. The more one feels that the bounty received was indeed earned or deserved, the less necessary to show gratitude. A laborer does not owe his boss a thank you for paying him his previously agreed upon wages, but for an unexpected bonus, so then a thank you is appropriate. From the time the world was created, no one ever felt that the bounty given to him by Hashem was totally undeserved. Even the greatest people thought that they were given to them was part of God's plan for the world and therefore not completely undeserved. That God's plan could have been equally fulfilled if the fourth son born to Leah had been born to any of her sisters. Thus, when Leah Imenu has this fourth son, when she feels like this is totally undeserved, that's when she gives thank you. And that helps us understand the linkage in the Medrash, which says that Leah Imenu giving thanks to Hashem, she had the Pelech Hodaya, therefore from her comes Yehuda, who is able to admit by Tamar that he is responsible for fathering this child. So, as Rav Huttner Zatzal notes, in Lashon HaKodesh, the verb lahodot means to confess and to give thanks. An admission that one who has received from Hashem was totally undeserved is the foundation of thanksgiving. So the first idea when we talk about giving thanks is this feeling of, I don't deserve this. This is a gift from Hashem. When you don't deserve something and you feel it's a gift from Hashem, then the thank you is just outpouring, overflowing, like, wow, I didn't expect this. Thank you so much. Right? It's coming from a much deeper place. Having said that, the idea of giving thanks, and this is indeed what you find by the Avos and the other and the Imahos as well, this type of undeserved thanks, that this is totally above and beyond, Leah Imenu is the first. At the same time, the idea of giving thanks and appreciation was something that all the Avos felt. And this is part of our calling in giving thanks, is to be able to realize that it's not just those undeserved moments that we have to acknowledge. We have to be able to pinpoint all aspects of our lives are gifts from Hashem. The Sichus Bavadat Hashem in source number 6 points this out in the Nishmas. We say in Nishmas that we're giving all these descriptions of praising Hashem, and we say, you know, if it's like the fullness of the sun and the moon. So the obvious question is, why bring in the moon? The sun is that fullness of that great light to thank Hashem. What does the moon have to do here? Like, we don't say, we thank Hashem for the great waters and the small rivers. No, the great waters is enough. So he brings down here a very beautiful idea. He says, we have to give thanks to Hashem for the nisim that are lamala min ha-teva, above the natural order. And that is the reference to the sun. They stand out, they're very clear, like the sun in the day. But we also have to be able, v'layla kayom ya'ir, aval yeshna od hoda'a hayoter gvoha v'na'ala ma'hoda'a rishana. There's another type of giving thanks, and to a certain degree even greater. And that's the thanks for life itself, b'derech ha'teva, in the natural order. And that's a reference to the moon. V'zeh sh'anu amrim v'einenu meiroz kashemesh v'kayareach. Our eyes are lightened like the sun and the moon. Klamar, the asterisk in 6. Shim anu mechapsim gam anisim shebevchinat yareach balayla. If we're also going to look for the miracles that are like the moon in the darkness, as ein anu maspikin lahodot l'Hashem, we'll never stop giving thanks to Hashem for all the multiple things that Hashem does. So our challenge is to be able to realize that which is unexpected, the sun, the miracles of the breaking the natural order or something that is undeserved, and at the same time being able to focus in on the moon experiences, in the dark, in the teva, in the natural world, being able to access the hand of Hashem. And as the Berditchever Rebbe Zatzal notes on the pasuk, he names the Omeid, source 7, Achar Kot Leinu, Hashem Kivyochol stands behind the wall, and he gives two imageries in the pasuk, in Shir Shirim. He is Mashkiach Min HaChalonot, He looks from the window, and when you look from a window, you're able to see others, and others are able to see you, as well as he's made tzitz min acharakim. He peeks through the lattice work. And in that case, you're the one who's peeking is able to see, but the observer is not able to see that they're being observed. And Hashem deals with us in both levels. Sometimes we clearly see, like that miraculous, the hands of Hashem, and sometimes we're not aware, and our job is to open our eyes and be able to be aware of Al Nisechesh V'chol Yom Imanu, that really everything's a miracle, and that our whole existence is a miracle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that has to play itself out, continues Rav Maizlis in the Arrow in 7, in that every single thing that happens to us is being orchestrated from above. So that when you're coming to look for a certain sefer, and you find that sefer, and you don't pick up the wrong one, and if you do pick up the wrong one, it's all orchestrated from above. All our frustrations in life, all those, oh wow, was I lucky, oh, exactly what I needed. Those are the mektzitz min acharakim. Those are moments which are tailor-made for us from the Ribono Shel Olam above, and this is what we have to appreciate. In fact, the Baal Yosef Sharash Avoda wrote in his Sava, Shekena Yadarko Lodo La Hashem, and the asterisk in 8, Al Kol Davar V'Davar Shenotan Lo Kodesh Baruch Hu, O Sholach Lo Benakel. Everything that Hashem gave him, or that which went easily, he would thank Hashem for. The clothes, finding his shoes, everything. And he says that this is Yesod V'Shorish La'adam Sheyotzeh Liknot Shleimus V'Olam Hazeh. If you want to have wholeness and fullness in this world, it's about getting into the habit of being able to see that our whole lives are orchestrated from above, being able to recognize this, being able to show gratitude for this, and being able to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding and watching over us al kol tzad v'shal at every step of the way. Gratitude. The ability to appreciate. The ability to realize that everything is really undeserving. The ability to acknowledge is really why we're on planet Earth. This is the famous Ramban that the Mishulchan Rabbi Eliyahu Baruch points out in source number 9, Rav Finkel, where he says, the famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, Dechol tachlis v'kavanat hayitzira, the whole purpose of creation, shenodeh lishmo, to give thanks to Hashem's name, v'tachlit kol ha-mitzvos, and the purpose of all the mitzvos, shenamin be'elokeinu, we should believe in Hashem, v'nodeh lishmo, give thanks to Him, shubaranu, that He created us, v'zeh kol habriya shel ha-adam, this is why we are here in this world. And this is why they say in the future the only korban that will be around is the korban Toda, because we'll have everything that we need. But our purpose here is the nodeh lishmo, to give thanks to the Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore we find that here's the key and the arrow in 9, ukishnitvonein bedavar zenimsa, shekol me'ora shel nes, shemechayev hoda'a. Anytime a person is obligated to give thanks, right? A miracle happened, or they were saved, or something of that nature. All of this is just a medium to elevate the person to be able to come to the wholeness and completeness which is called man, which is to be an individual of giving thanks. That's why we're here. So we find that when a person gives thanks, and when a person recognizes the hand of Hashem in their lives, they are elevating themselves to a higher level to reach the completion of why we're here in this world. And this explains in Source 10, Rav Zaks, that if we were to take this idea to heart and recognize the importance and primacy of giving thanks in our lives, a person will never come to sin. Because Hashem has done so much for him. I'm going to use this mouth to speak Lashon Hara. I'm going to use my feet to go do something I shouldn't do. I'm so grateful to Hashem for everything He's given me. It becomes the horas and detra of my life. And hence we can appreciate in Source number 11, well, Chizkiah HaMelech could have been Mashiach. What was the issue? He didn't give thanks. And in the way of singing Shira, when that miracle of 180,000 soldiers from Assyria, we woke up the next morning of Pesach, Leil HaSeder, and they were all dead. Such an experience like that has to scream out thank you. Not giving the appropriate gratitude to an Hashem, he lost the opportunity to be Mashiach, which means to bring the world to its perfection. And bringing the world to the perfection means a world of Shira, a world of thank you to Hashem. So if you're missing in that nekuda of giving thank you, obviously you can't bring the world to its state of perfection. Now, with this understanding, my friends, as this backdrop, that Toda is being able to see the hand of Hashem, is able to connect with Hashem, it's able to build ourselves into being a complete person of giving thanks. We can now understand a little bit deeper what were the dynamics of bringing the Korban Toda. What was the Korban Toda supposed to accomplish? And in so doing, understand why it had to be eaten so quickly. And there are four, there are many more, but we're going to focus on four reasons why it had to be eaten in one day. And unlike a regular Korban Shlamim, have plenty of time. You have 2 days to eat it. To eat a whole animal in one day and 40 loaves of bread, that's a lot of eating going on. Let's take a look at the four levels and understand the transformation that is meant to happen to a person who has a miracle happen to them that necessitates bringing in the Korban Toda. Idea number one is Migdash Shalevi Rav Duner Zatzal, and he says the following. The Nira Levaya Pidivei Rabbeinu. Abashol Omer Va'anveyu Havedomela. So we know that, we've learned this a few weeks ago, that Zeh Keli Va'anveyu, Va'anveyu means we have to emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam. And in fact, it's another pasuk. Acharei Hashem Elokechem Te'elechu, to walk after Ribbono Shel Olam, as He is kind, we have to be kind. If He is merciful, we have to be merciful. Harei Lan, Ki Al Adam Lidvok Ba'anagato Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu Lishtadel Kefi Yecholto Lidamot Lo. We have to, as much as we can, try to emulate Hashem. Umata barur ki im nemra chova zuli demo lekadosh baruch hu b'midotav b'chol yom v'yom. If this is true every day, we have to try to emulate Hashem. Alach of kam v'kama shenemra hi bizman bo ba'ot midotav yitbarach lidei bitui klapeinu. If this is true generally, when Hashem is clearly doing a chesed to us, that ups the ante. Then we clearly have to respond in a chesedic type of way. B'sha'banu nehanim mechastav. At the moment that a person is so clearly benefiting from the kindness of Hashem, b'vaday aleinu lidabek b'midato zu v'liyot af anu gom lechasadim v'chein b'shar kol amidot. So the moment that Hashem is doing for us a tremendous kindness, it behooves us to act accordingly that we need to do kindness likewise. Right? That's how they explain the pshat of how Avraham Avinu was able to stop in the middle of Hashem speaking to him to invite in the guest. He says, Hashem's doing a chesed to me this Purim day by coming to me to visit me while I'm sick. I'm going to take this moment that Hashem is teaching me what it's like to do chesed and immediately put it into practice. I have an opportunity to do chesed with these guests. That's the zach, that as soon as you feel Hashem's tremendous chesed to you, so the result is, again, the impact on a person has to be obviously giving thanks to Hashem, and at the same moment it has to transform us into givers of chesed, into doing for others when one feels that intensity of love. Lefichach, kashir yitchatzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'ata ve'tiv imo, oim b'nei beito, mevi adam korban toda. When a person is bringing a korban toda to offer thanks of the kindness Hashem did, we immediately have an opportunity to emulate Hashem. How so? B'vaday yasmin orchim rabim lisor al shulchano, aniim v'reivim, u'bekach yeh gomel chasadim, b'domeh l'minitot shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't possibly eat that whole meat. Right, this is a barbecue for many people, bread for many people. You can't possibly eat it in one day. So what will you do? You'll invite other people. If you had more time to eat it. So you'll take your time. I'll eat some of it today. I'll have leftovers tomorrow. We'll manage. We'll just invite close family members here when you have to finish it. So then you say, okay, you put up a sign. Korban Todah being eaten today, 12 o'clock barbecue. Please join us. Anyone who's hungry, come and eat. And in that way, you're immediately taking this model of Hashem has done chesed for me, and I am doing chesed for others. And sharing one's food. And that's why you have such a limited time to force a person to share with others in order to be able to emulate Hashem and do kindness to others by feeding the poor, by feeding the Talmidei Chachamim, the scholars, etc. And indeed, as we've spoken about many, many times, and we'll just remind ourselves, because it's one of my favorite pieces of Mishnah Rav Aharon, Rav Aharon Cutler Zatzal, that this is why we're here. We're here to continuously be these type of giving people. And again, as we mentioned, so of course when something major happens of chesed, we have to go out of our way to invite the people. At the same time, when we have that lens that Hashem does for us chesed every day, kol neshama teloka aluka kol neshima v'neshima, for every breath of life I have to give thanks to Hashem for being able to see, be able to walk, to be able to talk. Hashem is doing us chesed kol hayom. When I recognize that level of toda, of thankfulness, of recognizing Hashem does so much for me, and everything is undeserved, at that moment, I live my life trying to emulate that kindness by giving to others. And as Rav Aharon Cutler Zatzal says, he says, this is what dveikus to Hashem means. Umipnei maz yesh b'davar zeh dveikut yoter mikashehu meutaf b'talim v'tfilim v'oseik b'mitzos hamakom baruch hu. There's a greater amount of dveikus to Hashem, clinging to Hashem, than being on a mountaintop saying Tehillim, when you are oseik b'rechovot v'shvakim l'tovas chaveiro. Harein u'ura ben anoshim, u'minachreach gam l'daver tovat ha'inyan dvarim ha'nir'im v'kivetelim, kumar mile da'alma. When you're speaking, you know, it seems to be chit-chat with your friends, and you're able to build people up, and you're able to take interest in a person, you're able to compliment a person. That's emulating the Rosh Hashanah. That's being involved in this world. That's why Hashem has us here. It's in a certain sense easier to be off on a mountaintop, but what Hashem wants from us, just as Hashem gives to us, He wants us to give to others. And He says, and this is the punchline, 14b in the asterisk, V'kevan shekol tachlis habriya hi chesed. The whole point of creation is to do kindness. Gam hadam chayav li nahekenim. That's what we have to do. Uma gam dut bu'u be'etzem yitzirato kochot shel chesed v'atava. And we are wired to be givers. That's how we were created. Kamo shamru chazal, chesed amar yivrashu gomel chasadim. When Hashem wanted to create, they're not chesed, they create it. The world is about being givers. V'zehu shamru yoter mimash ha'ego rotzeh linok, ha'para rotzeh la'anik. More than the calf wants to nurse, the cow wants to feed. Ki tachlito shel ha'adam, because the purpose of a person, lo l'kabel ma'olam, it's not to take from this world, ela latate, but to give ulashpia and to influence. V'zehu tzuras ha'adam shenivra b'tzelem, and that is bringing our tzuras ha'adam, our form of creation. It's bringing us to the fore. V'alkein ikar ha'dveikus b'Hashem hi ba'alicha b'darchei ha'chesed v'arachamim. To really cling to Hashem is to emulate Him in doing acts of kindness and mercy. Shebazeh me'vi tzura tzel malukim shebo lidei tachlito v'tikuno. And that's how we become the person that Hashem has envisioned. Giving thanks to Hashem is one aspect of the purpose of why we're here. Another aspect of why we're here, ben adam l'chaveiro, is to be able to give. Not to be a taker, but to be a giver. And as we've seen in Rav Chaim of Volozhin, where he says to his son, he would routinely rebuke me because he saw in Source 15 that I do not share in the pain of others. This is what he would constantly tell me, that the entire person was not created for himself, but to be of assistance to other, whatever he finds to be in his ability to do so. Lehetiv lachrine. This is why we are here. You know, I was reading a maisa of Rav Eliyahu Dessler, who was learning with a 16, 17-year-old boy in the Beis Medrash. She was quiet. The two of them were learning together. Right, Rav Dessler, the famed Baal Musar, Baal Machshava. And a woman comes into the Beis Medrash, looks around, doesn't see anybody. They were in the corner, opens up the Aron Kodesh and starts to wail and cry. That was a family member that was sick. And she's beseeching the Ribono Shel Olam to give them a refuah. So they pick up their heads, they see what's going on. And then the boy said to Rav Dessler, okay, let's go on learning. And Rav Dessler turned to him and said, let's go on learning. There's a person in pain and you want to go on in learning? We could be saying some Tehillim for this person. We let us feel their pain. Like, you just don't go on in life. It's about looking for those opportunities to be able, in whatever way we can, even if it's just saying Tehillim, which isn't just, to be able to feel the pain of another. On this level, why one day only? Because you're emulating Hashem, because you have to bring other people there, and you have to spread the wealth. This is the paradigm that Rav Hirsch speaks about. He says that when a person has a salvation, they feel very free. Ah, I was freed from prison. I was freed from enslavement. I was freed from the person says, from whatever situation is, health, the desert. That is a feeling of power. And this is why we need to take that feeling, right, and which is really a godly feeling, and immediately emulate God and give to others. So Rav Hirsch says, from the standpoint of a man's position in the world, a life saved from danger is symbolized by chametz. But the same position is itself embodied by matzah. When a person stands before God and only as a matzah, does he take a share, large or small, in fruit prosperity? For chametz, as opposed to matzah, denotes a condition of independence. It represents man in control of all that is his, with nothing to impede him. He was delivered from some sorrow which had inhibited his step. He emerged from dire straits and attained broad independence. This full independence that one enjoys in a condition of external well-being has no means of expression more fitting than ten chametz loaves. And chametz is this aspect of perfection. The ten chametz loaves represent the state of well-being of the person delivered from sorrow. This state of well-being is what occasions his bringing the katoda. But where he would not have offered a toda had he not conceived of this well-being as follows. What appears to be as chametz, from the standpoint of his position in the world, appeared to him as matzah when he stands before God. For he knows that only by God's grace does he regain chametz independence. Thus, as he regains worldly independence, his sense of dependence on God is renewed, and he commits himself anew to dedicate his whole life and all his independent powers to the service of God. So at this moment where he's free and he feels like, you know, you're stepping off that airplane, you know, that feeling, right, that's a metaphor of freedom, that's chametz. And being free and the Korban Toda and giving thanks to Hashem for that freedom is very important. At the same time, you don't just bring the Korban with chametz, you also bring matzah. Because the matzah is humility in front of Hashem. It's a recognition that without Hashem, I would not have been able to become free. And that's that balance that we need to have. There's that feeling of again, ownership, of freedom, but it has to be tempered with giving that independence back over to the Ribono Shel Olam, and on this level, being able to share it with other people. Emulating Hashem. That's idea one. So the Korban Toda allows us an opportunity to emulate the Ribono Shel Olam. Idea number two. Why do we eat it so fast? Back to source 17, the Nesiv answers. And because a Toda is brought upon emerging from a dangerous situation, Hashem wants the news of that salvation to become public knowledge. He therefore required a person offering a Toda to bring a quantity of food that he can't possibly finish on his own within the allotted time. He would have to find others to help him eat it. In the process, he would tell them about the danger he was in and how Hashem saved him from that danger, thereby spreading the word of Hashem's salvation. And that is why, my friends, we know in the Halacha in 18 that Birkas HaGomel has to be said in front of 10 people, like a Dover Shebekdusha. It has to be Lefarsein. You have to publicize the miracles of Hashem, and in that way, you give thanks to Hashem. And that's what Birkas HaGomel is about. So, as a few weeks ago, I was in a an accident where a bus didn't stop when I stopped short. It didn't stop along with me stopping short, and instead rammed into the back of the car. And my husband said Birkas HaGomel for me. That was the psak we got. Everyone has to ask their own LOR. And people came over to my husband and said, people came over to me, why does your husband say Birkas HaGomel? Right? And that was the ability to say, you know, Hashem did this tremendous kindness, that the car was totaled, Hashem took it out on the car, not on me, the Cheste Hashem. You know, it's a time to give public thanks to Rabbi Shalom. And any time that we have, something happened to us, we want to share it. We want to, tell the whole world, just to share another personal story before taking this a little bit deeper. I just had this on Thursday, Tanis Esther, and I've been sharing the story with anyone who cares to listen to me. So I guess you have a choice to turn me off. Otherwise, if you care to listen to me, I'm going to share this story, because it's such, anytime you feel Hashem's hug from heaven, you just want to scream it on the rooftop. So I'm going to share with you my hug from heaven, even though you're right, it happens every single day. Sometimes it's clearer as the sun, other times you have to find it as the moon. So here's a sun story. We make a very, very long story short, we have this book gemach in our house, this book library, which we have a few thousand books. And we'll, obviously, with the usage that we have of hundreds of families, so a lot of times the books come back ripped, and they're not meant to be used as they are. And we have pages that are ripped out and books that with missing pages. And over the years, we've accumulated piles. And my daughter, who's the head librarian who works at this library, kept on saying, I'm going to find the book for the page. And Baruch Hashem, she has a photographic memory, and very often she's able to do that. But when you have boxes and boxes and boxes over years and years and years, it's kind of hard to put it all together. And I had it. Because every time we open the gemach, we have to take out these boxes and bring back the boxes. And I had just finished. And I'll get to it. It wasn't happening. So I asked a few Shana Bekerels to come and to help me clean up this gemach. 10 bags of books and papers were thrown out. And I promised them, I said, if you come on Tanis Esther, it's the only day they could come, I'll make you dinner. The only problem was I had no food in the house. So I put up some noodles. My daughter came and made a lentil soup, but she said, you have to, put in the spices. I don't know how to put in spices. I tell my kids, I cook shirim, I don't cook food. So I had this lentil soup being cooked that I didn't know what to do with. The noodles weren't coming out. I didn't even have bread. I was really up a creek. So I figured we would manage. An hour before the fast is over, the girls are working so hard. We get a delivery to our door, a humongo box of bagels and baguettes and a humongo salad and spreads of avocado salad and tuna fish and egg salad and cream cheese. You're getting the picture? One of the classes, a Zoom group from America, gifted us with a Breaking the Fast gift. OMG, it was a hug from heaven. I needed the food right then and there. They wiped it out. I mean, it was perfect. These girls looked like they hadn't eaten in weeks. Wow, Hodu Lashem, I couldn't tell you how happy I was to be able to feed them, and how happy I am that the gemach is finally straightened and cleaned. Those are the hugs from heaven, that when you have it so clearly, that's when I needed the food. We did not serve the lentil soup. Yes, thank you for asking. It comes right there. It's like, whoa. Hodu Hashem ki tov kilom chasu, continue to bless us. But it goes much deeper than that. When you are giving this public thank you, there's a much deeper statement that's found here. Rabbi Leff. Usually we offer thanksgiving to God for salvation from misfortune or calamity. But if we really truly believe that everything occurs in this world as a result of divine providence, then it's hard to understand. And this is a question we ask about Pesach. It's very nice, Hashem, that we have a whole Seder to thank you for taking us out of Egypt. However, can we remember that you put us in there in the first place? Why should we thank Hashem for saving us from misfortune, since He Himself caused that misfortune? Will we thank somebody for paying our medical bills if we fell into a concealed trap he had left in a public thoroughfare? The answer is we have chosen the wrong analogy. Consider an orthopedic surgeon who notices someone walking in a manner that's symptomatic of a rare crippling bone disease. The condition can only be cured if the bones are broken and reset before the disease progresses to the point of no return. Realize the patient's gait reveals that not too much time is left before his condition is irreversible. The surgeon takes an iron pole and swiftly breaks both of its legs and then proceeds to set them and nurture the patient back to health. In this instance, the surgeon deserves thanks for both breaking and setting the legs. So too, when we cause ourselves spiritual illness because of our sins and shortcomings, Hashem brings misfortune, calamity, to atone and correct the situation. You're right. There are many reasons why Hashem brings things to our lives. Not all of them are sins and things we've done wrong. Oftentimes, it's for us to become better people, and that's sheer in its own right. Thus, our gratitude for salvation can only be significant if it includes the confession that the misfortune and calamity was also deserved. Full, uninhibited thanksgiving requires both confession of the justice of the misfortune and admission that the salvation was undeserved. And that's the idea, that David HaMelech comes from Leah. Praise Hashem for His good and His kindness. Kilolam Chasdo endures forever. When one recognizes his own guilt in bringing spiritual illness upon himself and God's chesed in saving him from misfortune, his feelings of gratitude must be expressed publicly as David HaMelech's were. That expression of gratitude then becomes a lesson to others in recognizing God's goodness and intimate involvement in our lives. Sofer in verse 20 echoes this idea. And he says that not only Ot Hashem Kinisani, not only do I thank Hashem for the salvation, I thank Hashem for the challenges as well. Because the challenges are here to help me become the type of person Hashem envisions me to become. So when I bring the Korban Todah in a short amount of time, it's in order to be able to publicize the miracle, as well as to be able to publicly say, and on whatever level, that whatever Hashem does is for the good, and what happened to this person is also for the good. And not only to thank Hashem for the salvation, at the same time, to be able to thank Hashem very hard for the challenges as well. And this is hinted at in the arrow in 20, again, the Ksav Sofer, the Yaakov Lechatov Rabbeifus brings. The Pasuk says, Zoveach Toda Yichabdeneni, that those who give an offering of thanks are showing honor to Hashem. The Nun is double. Sheichabedet Hashem Bekiflaim, we give honor to Hashem twofold. One, Kavod Achar Tavod, honor after honor. Al Hara, on the challenge, Valatov, and on the salvation. Kikomai David Rachmana Lutovavi, whatever Hashem does is for the good. Then we have the second part of the Pasuk. Samderech Erenu Beyesha Elokim. And Hashem puts us on the path that we can see the salvation of God. Gam Hamaimin Belev Shalim Shatsara Balutovato. When a person believes that the challenge is for our good, Umodela Hashem Uvarchola Ra'a, and you give thanks to Hashem for the challenge itself. Oftentimes we don't know the good, and sometimes we may never even know the good that will come from it. However, when a person is on that higher level and is able to give thanks for the challenge itself, then mida kenegin mida megaleh Hashem et einav. Hashem will oftentimes, not always, reveal, uncover in your eyes that you'll be able to see B'yesha Elokim. You'll be able to see the salvation of Hashem, which is the Midas Hadin. You'll be able to see that all that Hashem does is for the good. And that, my friends, is really the point of sharing with others. To be able to say, if you're able to see it, it's great. For be able to say, I know that whatever Hashem does is good. And I'm thanking Hashem for the challenge He put me in. And I'm thanking Hashem for the salvation that He took me from. Because I recognize that all that the Ribbono Shel Olam does is kulo chesed kol hayom, is kindness all day. And nothing is undeserving. You know, the classic story of this, which we have spoken about in the past, just to synopsize the story, is the ship that went from England to Australia after the war, and these people only had on them one suitcase of personal possessions, and many of that were mementos from their family. And the sailors on the boat were not of the highest echelon, and they robbed the people of all their possessions, and they threw the suitcases overboard. And for these people, this was their last connection to their family, and for them, it was devastation beyond. And it was only many years later that they found records how the Nazis wanted to torpedo this boat, and they saw in it letters in German, and they realized that there were German citizens on this boat because they saw the suitcases that were thrown over, and they gave it an escort all the way to Australia, and that's what saved the people's lives. So recently a woman came over to me and said her father was on that boat, and she's around to tell the tale. But yes, Elohim, sometimes we see it, sometimes we don't. The whole idea of Pesach Seder is about this Nekuda. The Sefer Emeka Parsha teaches us this. Why do we have the main part, source 22, of the Haggadah, the Arami Oved Avi, which is the story of the farmer bringing the fruit of the Bikurim, the first fruit, to the Beis Hamikdash? We've spoken about this many, many times, because it's Sheincha Kafui Tova. You bring the first fruit to show that you're not an ingrate, that you appreciate all that Hashem has done for you. And in fact, where does the name, double squiggly, Haggadah, the book we read from, that word come from? It's V'gadol v'incha b'yomohu. You shall tell your children that day, Haggadah, to tell. V'yesh mefarshim Haggadah shiloshon hodah. V'shevach l'kud shebrichu. It comes from the aspect of giving thanks. Higaneti hayom l'Hashem Elokecha, which in Targum translates as to give thanks. Shavchis yom adin. I give praise to Hashem. When we say the Haggadah, the whole aspect of the Haggadah is halavodaya, is to give praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The whole idea of Sipur Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim is to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for all that he's done. And the reason why we spend so long with Chol HaMarveh Reza Meshubach is the more you tell the story, the more you tell about the salvation and all that happened, and it creates deeper emunah. It creates a deeper emotional connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That was what the Korban Todah was about. Why did we have to bring people? We have to bring people to say, I have to tell you the story. I have to tell you what happened. And when you hear such a story, you say, wow, Hashem loves you so much. And you're able to appreciate that Hashem, it's present. It creates a greater Kiddush Shem Shemaim. It creates the Hodah, creates a sense of Hakaras HaTov, a sense of gratitude, which deepens the Emunah within yourself and within those who listen. And that's the goal of the Seder night. The asterisk in 23, Sefer Chinuch, L'saper b'inyan tziyah mitrayim b'loh chamisha sar b'nisan, kol achay kafit zchot lufshono, u'lahalo l'shabeach Hashem yitbarach kol anisim shasal lanu sham, and to give thanks to Hashem for all the miracles that happened there. And the reason for this, he says, is to be mashrish b'libo v'koveya b'nafsho u'b'nefesh y'ladav, to integrate and inculcate within yourself and your children, or those who are listening, et tamuna b'kud shebrichu, to tell of the belief in Hashem. Yodu l'Hashem chasado v'niflotav livnei adam. Our job is to tell the niflots, the wonders that Hashem does. It creates a tremendous kiddushim shemayim. At the same time, in source number 25, the lekaf alibov notes, Pesach Seder is such a high time of recognition that there's a minhag Yisrael to be able to nashek hamara, to kiss the mara. Perush shetzrichim la'arot b'layla zu ki mivinim seder agalos. We understand the challenges in life, and we understand ki agalos hilo sovateinu, that galos is for our good, that challenges are for our good. That's the night of Seder. The night of Seder is like bringing a korban todah. It's like mamish offering this thanks to Hashem for all that He's done for us. And we're able to thank Him not only for the redemption, but for the challenges themselves. On this level, we appreciate the idea of Chametz and Matzah, back to Rabbi Lev. The four types of bread represent four aspects of true thanksgiving. The Chametz represents the Yetzer Hara, the confession that even the misfortune and calamity were for our benefit and were brought about by our sins. The matzah that is boiled first in water so that it will absorb and hold in the oil, symbolic ability to contain oneself, admit that the bounty one receives is unearned and undeserved. The matzah made of flour saturated with oil, symbolic of the feelings of gratitude that permeate one's entire being. And finally, the matzah fried in oil from without symbolizes responsibility to publicize and share with others the enlightenment one receives from experiencing God's divine providence. And finally, in source 27, today, in place of the Korban Todah, we recite Birkas HaGomel, and it too reflects all four aspects of thanksgiving. HaGomel Chayvim Tovo, God grants good to those who are guilty and undeserving, signifies an acceptance of our guilt for the misfortune and admission that the subsequent salvation was undeserved. Gamal Nukol Tov, who benefited us with total good, is an expression of total thanksgiving for Hashem's undeserved beneficence. So first idea, my friends, of why we eat it in such a short time, we emulate Ribbono Shel Olam, that the gratitude brings us to an entirely different level. The second is to be able to share it with others, that creates a higher level of emunah within ourselves and within others, and it allows us to be able to process what we went through, to realize that there is a larger picture here, that we have to recognize that we have to take responsibility for who and what we are, and see that there is a salvation that comes from everything that happened. There's good that comes from everything that happened, and we have to be able to appreciate the good and not just focus in on the challenges, like being able to get a new car, and then when it poured a few days later, I didn't have to worry about getting wet because our other car would just rain in through the window. So you have to appreciate all that, all the gifts that we have. Third level is Sichos L'Sefer Vayikra of Nevinzal. Beautiful idea. Source 28. Achamru gam tam nosaf l'kach sheyesh l'sayim et ha-Torah et ha-Toda b'yom ha-Krava. He says, Tivo shel ha-Adam hi shazman v'argel mekehim et ha-Hergesh. Over time, we become immune to feelings of excitement. Umitzananim et ha-Lavod, and our passion wanes. Hanei shirak et mol haya mafli u'ma'rir hishtava, hofech hayom l'davar efshari. Yesterday was like, wow, I can't believe, and today, well, you know, other people are in this. It happens to other people too. It's not such a big deal. And that's why we have to eat it on that first day, l'doruto lo dot b'chatzar Hashem, because your thankfulness on that day is going to be at its pitch. It's going to be with that full feeling, full-fledged. Because by the next day already, you lose that feeling, that oomph. And, you know, as he says here, he says, you know, you hear Megillah on the night of Purim, wow. The next day, well, I already heard it already. That's why we say Birkas Shehecheyanu, when it's unusual things and not on every mitzvah we do, because we don't feel that passion in that experience. And that's why the Shlomim Lumatzo Lobal Bilev Nifam Vachuzriga showed Ella Machlatasha Bashlaba Secha. The difference between a Korban Todah and a Korban Shlomim is a Korban Todah is coming from an emotional place of thank you. A Shlomim is coming from an intellectual place. It is really important for me to show gratitude toward Hashem. That emotional place is different than the intellectual place. The intellectual place, you can eat it over 2 days because you're still holding in that intellectual zone. The emotional zone waxes and wanes very quickly. And he, purely on a symbolic level, not al pi derech pshat, al pi derech drush, he teaches the difference between Torah and Avodah. The Gemara speaks about that Rav Hamuna, Meimiach et ha'isuk b'Torah, describes Torah as Chaye Olam, that of the world, and Tefillah is Chaye Shah, the momentary thing. So he describes that that's really an indication of two ways to serve Hashem. I'm just going to synopsize 29 through 32 here. There's one way to serve Hashem, which is Torah. Torah is the sechel. Torah is the aspect of the mind, of the learning. And that's chaye olam. That is something that is found in this world over days. You learn, you deepen your learning. It's an intellectual venture. The chaye shah, the momentary, is tefillah. Tefillah has to be a passionate connection to Hashem. And that's why he says, by Gemilus Chasadim in Torah, even if you don't have Kavana to do it, on some level you've been yotze your the action. Tefillah needs Kavana. Tefillah needs you. Otherwise it's kiguf below neshama, it's like a body without a soul. You have to have at least the Kavana, you're standing in front of Hashem. But the more Kavana you have, right, the imagery of the arrow versus the sword, the more Kavana you have, the more powerful your tefillahs are. Tefillah is the emotional relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. The Korban Todah represents that aspect of tefillah, that aspect of I'm overflowing with gratitude toward Hashem. I want to share that gratitude. I want to just pour out my heart. The next day, I'm going to be in a different place. Today is where I'm in that zone. Today is where I need to focus. And that's why he develops, and this is the theme song, it seems, Rav Neventhal, the power of tefillah. Right? He lives in, by the coast, like, you know, you're living it, yeah? And the challenge is to live it and to be it. That's the greater godless of the Adam, is to be able to be achas she'alti meit Hashem osa vakesh. I have one request. This is what I want. Shifti veit Hashem kol yimei chayei. I want to sit in the house of Hashem. But you have to really want to mean it. Like he gives the example. He says, many people say, you know, let's return to Israel. And then they quietly say, Hashem, could you give us a few more years? We're happy, you know, in Golos. No, shifti veit Hashem. To really daven has to be something that's coming from the depths of one's soul, that this is really what one wants. In 33, Aval ba'od havoda b'korbanos of tefillah shem avodat hareges im chaserah kavanat halev. If you're missing that heart, lo sakim avlo klum, it says you've done nothing, and that's what we have to understand. So ikar tefillah he bedvekus haregeship Hashem. The ikar dvekus of tefillah is feeling that connection to Hashem. So why do we eat the korban todah in one day and not in 2 days? Because today I'm on fire. Tomorrow will be a different story. But understanding the regesh, the human condition, you can't compare when something happens to somebody right that day. And he says that's why lehalacha is that you should try to say Birkas HaGomel as fast as possible within 3 days. Some people say, because you're in that zone of feeling thankfulness to Hashem. And afterwards, oh, it wasn't such a big deal. Okay, it was a boss, but it was such a big boss. Okay, it was a big boss, but, you know, it could have been much worse, you know. Right? You lose that momentum. So, my friends, what we've seen so far is, one, when you have chesed, share chesed. When you're on that higher level of realizing chesed every moment, your whole day is about giving chesed. Your whole day is about giving to others. The second aspect is share. The more you share stories of Ashkacha Prati, the more you create emunah. Rebbe once came to the Chazanista and asked him, I'm going to be a Malamed, what's the key in teaching? He said, share Ashkacha Prati stories. It makes people feel closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when you share a story of salvation, you share the Haggadah Shel Pesach in this mindset, wow, Hashem loves us so much. Hashem cares for us so much. And I realize that why it came, I also take responsibility for. And I thank Hashem because giving me these challenges was also a chesed from Hashem, being able to kiss the maror. And it's really about perspective in life. And we daven some derech that we should see, for yesh elokim, that we should have an understanding of why we've gone through what we went through. Third idea is knowing the human condition. It's hard to be able to keep that momentum. So you have to eat it that day because you're on fire. And the Korban Todah, unlike the Korban Shlomim, is about passion. And we have to realize the Korban Shlomim represents the Seichel, the intellect. That's our learning Torah. That's over time. But our Korban Todah is our tefillah. And the tefillah has to be a heartfelt tefillah. Which leads us, my friends, to the fourth idea. Around the year with Rav Elimelech Biderman, and it's brought down in the Eish Tamid as well, in 34. The Korban Todah is eaten for only one day and the following night, unlike most of the Korban Shlomim, which have a lengthier period, 2 days, an intervening night, in which to be consumed. Why? Because the next day, says the Kiddushei Arim, will bring its own reason to express thanks. Since each day has its own miracles, one who lives with reflection, paying attention to the flow of kindness, is able to perceive it clearly. I can't wait another day. Why? Because another day is going to bring other salvations. What do you mean? I'm holding on to this salvation for 2 days. What about the salvations that are happening today? And that, the Ishtami, going back 35 to 37, goes back to our original question. How come it says this is the Zevach HaShlamim and then the Korban Todah? It's really Hainu Hach. It's talking about two types of Zevach Shlamim. There's a Zevach Shlamim of the Korban Todah, of the Shemesh, of the those that is the undeserved, those miraculous moments in life, the Chayim, when you're saved from those major situations in life. And then there's the Korban Shlamim, which is the aspect of the everyday thank you, of bringing a Korban because Hashem, you know, Al Misecha Shebechol Yom Imanu, Bechol Eid Erev Bevoker Tzarayim, for all the kindnesses that you do, Hashem. And that, to a certain degree, is even a higher level. It begins, this is a Zevach Shlamim. The Zevach Shlamim is just to say, Hashem, thank you. And it's just in its own category of appreciation. Then we speak about the Korban Todah, which is a specific type of thank you. But the ultimate type is a Zevach Shlamim. Thank you, Hashem. I don't need to bring a Korban Todah just when a major miracle happens. That's when I have to bring it. But I want to bring it just to say, Hashem, thank you for life. Thank you for all the beneficence that you're bestowing upon me. V'lachain, in 37, in double bracket, Eino mamtin ad shetavo alav sarah. You don't wait until the challenge happens. Elo margish sarach lavi korban lifnei Hashem v'lakir v'tovatava tvidit. But to thank Hashem for the continuous. V'zoita tadab ofen. And that's the highest level of saying thank you. Bringing this down to our lives. We don't have a Korban Todah today. We don't have a Korban Shlamim today. What do we have in its place? So let's just offer some ideas in a minute or two. Rabbi Friend on the Parsha 39. How about today? We're still beneficiaries of Hashem. Beneficiaries of Hashem's salvation. But we unfortunately cannot bring a Todah. How do we express our appreciation for kindness today? In addition, traditional Suda Sadaya, to acknowledge and celebrate a heavenly salvation, which is one way of doing it, to have mamash, a party, you invite people, and again, what's the reason for inviting people? Again, to share it with others, God did kindness to you, do kindness to others. And two, to be able to have as many people know about this, and that increases their emunah and connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Kavayasher suggests we must take upon ourselves to improve in some specific fashion, in appreciation of Hashem's kindness and in lieu of a Korban Todah. So number one is make a Suda, right? Aside from Birkas Hagoma. And again, depending on what the situation is. Two, a Suda Sladeya. Three, add something in your own life in appreciation for what Hashem did. You do something in a way to say, thank you, Hashem. I'm adding this component. It doesn't have to be something new. It could be something you're doing, but you're doing with more focus and more mindfulness. Nowadays, we cannot bring a Korban Todah. We may not be able to write a sefer. What can we do to thank Hashem? Well, each day we recite the very chapter of Tehillim that was said when a person brought a Korban Todah, Mishmor LaTodah. The least we could do is recite with great concentration, truly full, that we're thanking Hashem for all that He does for us. So another idea is to actually say Mishmor LaTodah. It's brought down in the Sfarim that you should actually sing it. Shulchan Aruch brings us down. Now we sing Mishmor LaTodah in gratitude toward Hashem. And have in mind the kindnesses that Hashem does. And on the days we don't have Mishmor LaTodah, Shabbos and Yontif, what else can we do? The other answer is Modi. That before I say Modi, Mishmor Esrei, 1, 2, 3 times a day to stop. What am I thankful for today? To list 5 things, few things every day, and to thank, and take nothing for granted. So if we're understanding, going back full circle the way we began, that for the undeserved things, the Leye Menu moments of life, the Shemesh. So those are the times that we're going to make the Sudas Hodah. We're going to take those opportunities to add a Kabbalah into our lives. We're going to be able to just, you know, go all out and tell people. When one has specific situations in life, which is life, where, you know, small things happen, you know, and nothing has to happen, just to be, just to appreciate, just to live. So then I have the Mitzvah Tilta. I have the melting. I have moments of my life that I'm continuously thanking Hashem and recognize that when I continuously thank and I thank Hashem and I share with others, that is bringing us to our fulfillment, to our fruition. We are here to give thanks to Hashem, and the most timely time for Thanksgiving is every single moment of our day. Al Misecha Shebechol Yom Imanu, and that is the gift that we can gift ourselves and gift others by living a life of appreciation, sharing this appreciation, and expressing this appreciation.